Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's time for the big story.
Listen to this.
On Dukes and Bell.
All right, guys, we are already without Keanu Neal, done for the season. Debo's on his way back, but he won't be back until after week 8. Grady Jarrett is banged up, and as of right now, Mike and I both say 50-50 that he probably will not play on Sunday. I'm just laying out some injuries for you, right? I mean, we are banged up as worse than anyone in the NFL right now, and that's been part of a this equation of where we are. But we've got to be able to overcome these injuries. But the one thing that I think people are wondering about, Mike, is Devontae Freeman. Now, he did not practice yesterday. Today we find out he didn't practice today. Free has a bruise, a contusion on his foot. This has nothing to do with the knee, by the way. But as I laid out, guys, to you a little bit earlier, usually if you don't practice by Friday, more than likely you're not going to play. Mike, let's talk about this for a second. What do you think is going on? Because some guys feel like, oh, he got his paycheck and now he's not willing to do the work. I don't believe that.
You know, a couple of things. And we started the show talking about this because a lot of hate going towards number 24. And I know in this town, whenever an agent pops off, people getting their feelings about that. Nobody liked the timing. We didn't like it either. We didn't like the fact that Devontae's people went and dropped it at the Super Bowl. And that seemed like it was a bit of a thing which became an issue. And then, of course, he misses a block, which nobody will forget. And we can't because it was one of the number of mistakes we made in the second half, which allowed the Patriots back in the game. But that said, the guy also did run for 2,000 yards for you, 1,000 a season. In 15 and 16, he accounted for 27 touchdowns, guys. 22 on the ground, 5 catching the ball. 27 touchdowns is nothing to sneeze at. And by the time they had a decision to make, Coleman had only had one 100-yard game under his belt. And there was a fumble thing with Coleman in 15, which wasn't a thing in 16. But everybody wants to be revisionist now. At the time, it's hard, even though he's an undersized running back, for Dimitroff not to do the deal. We lobbied for it because we only had 6,000-yard rushers in this franchise's history.
Well, as I laid out to one of our followers last night, it's like, you guys, Dukes and Bell, y'all wanted this. Yeah, because we were coming off of two seasons of Steven Jackson where we couldn't get a yard with allegedly one of the most powerful running backs in the league. The deal with Jackson was, he is great, but we got him past his prime, and he couldn't do it anymore. So when Free got his opportunity and he started to shine and you started to see the difference in the backfield, if you're a Falcon fan, you guys remember this. We're watching like, okay, this is the dude.
Right. And as my compadre just said, we only go by what we know when we know it. And what I thought was he was going to be another Warwick Dunn. He'd be an undersized guy to get the job done. Unfortunately, his physical style is breaking his body down now. Then you throw the concussions on top of that. So, yes, in hindsight, it's a bad contract. But we didn't know that at the end of the 16-17 season. So where do we stand now? You can't trade the guy. We laid that out for you earlier. Because who's going to want a guy who's not played in but two games this season and has a number of years with $8 million a year attached to him? The thing for Free is, Carl, if this doesn't continue, if this continues this sort of downward spiral of being banged up and not playing, Falcons are going to ask him to restructure his deal. And then if he doesn't, well, then you got some hard decisions to make.
All right.
Because right now he's not worth it. And I love the guy, but he's just not worth the money.
All right, contract-wise. And, guys, here's the thing. And we're talking specifically about this season. But, obviously, this goes back to last year with the concussion issues and missing some games. And, again, if you're hurt and you can't play, that's just what it is. But when you have limited snaps in game one where you didn't play the entire preseason – because we thought you were healthy, and, all of a sudden you get six snaps in the Eagles game. Then you miss the Carolina Saints-Bengals game. You come back for the Steelers game, limited carries, and now there's a potential that you may be out week 6. I don't know what to make of it because Free has not said, hey, guys, I'm injured. Last time we spoke to him, he spoke at the podium, Mike. We were up there, I think it was the week before the Steelers game. Yeah. And he said everything was fine.
And one of the things I asked him, I said, what did you do while you're not playing? He said he was looking at the protections. He was looking at the blocking. And then the first thing we see, unfortunately, it rears its ugly head, is a bad pass protection. Both he and Coleman had misses in pass pro against the Steelers. And we've talked about it. If you're trying to sell play action, sometimes you just got to have the situational awareness. Forget about faking the handoff. Get to your spot and pick up that linebacker. So that hasn't gotten any better. So people now are not happy. And, yes, I get it. I understand why. You're going to have to pay him, I think, $3.5 million or more. The way the NFL schedule works, there's a roster bonus in March. Some hard decisions. But the guaranteed money, Carl, was $22 million. if it doesn't get better, I mean, the Falcons, was it, Squid, what was the number? It was a $9 million dead cap hit next season?
Yeah, he's got a dead cap hit of $9 million in 19, 6 and 20, and 3 in 2021. And his cap hit for those years is 6.75, 9.5, and 9.25.
Oh, man. Hey.
No, I'm just, please, Dave Chappelle. I'm just saying, Carl, that if for guys who don't remember, when you don't have a guy on the roster and you're still, remember, who was it a couple of, Solia's cap hit came off?
Paul Solia.
You know, and you're like, well, damn, we're punished for guys not even on the roster. Well, that's it, but even worse. So there's your reality check. Has Coleman showed you enough now to give him a big contract? Or do you just draft another running back and the philosophy being you trust Dimitroff? I certainly do trust Thomas to go find us another running back in the draft.
Well, yeah, I think
I just don't trust him to find us offensive linemen.
Well, that's why we drafted Ito Smith. I think, you know, now thinking back, remember it was, oh, we need to trade Coleman. Think about that. Think about the offseason when some of you, not all, were thinking about we should trade Coleman and go help ourselves with other positions. This is why the Falcons have at least now two, maybe three running backs that they can count on. And by the way, I like the progress of Ito Smith, Mike. I like what I've seen thus far. We didn't see a whole lot of him in the preseason with the first team because, you know, he's running with the second and third teams. But either way, I think Ito could have a bright future. He's shown some sparks of brilliance, at least in a couple of plays.
Well, the thing is, though, and this is another reality, and this is something which, you know, I was hoping we wouldn't have to address this season, but the offensive line is getting older. Alex Mack is getting older. You know, I mean, Schweitzer is a young guy, but, you know, everybody is around right around 30 or older. So that's a problem. Is this offensive line punching the holes the way they did in 16 and 15, or 16?
Yeah.
You know, 15, Julio. I mean, that's another thing. Free had 1,000 yards, and we didn't have a center that year.
No, we didn't. Matthews is 26. We drafted Jake when he was what? How old? He's been in the league 4 years, going on 5 years now. Yeah, so Jake is one of the younger guys. He should be around. We said this when we drafted him. He should be around for the next decade. Either way, that is something that we're probably going to have to address. Hey guys, it's part of our big story here on Dukes and Bell, and it's simple. Here we are talking about potentially more injuries, and here we are talking about another guy that has been a big part of the nucleus of our offense that may not, again, be out there on Sunday. So, not making excuses, because we're past that. You got to go with what you got. And I hope Coleman, if he's the guy and, you know, totes the rock more, Mike, does the good job as he did earlier in the season when they called on him.
Well, you got the Bucs coming off the bye. If you missed it earlier in the Falcon report, their offensive line is meh. You know, they have a hard time running the ball. Certainly, we have got to be able to have a balanced attack. But I would think, Carl, this game could be a lot like that Cincinnati Bengals game, you know, where it's going to go down late with a lot of points on the board.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.